Father, O my Father, all things are possible to thee. Let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but rather what thou wilt be done. On this Maundy Thursday evening, when there's so much to reflect on from the Gospel, I'm going to pray, concentrate particularly on the temptation of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. When Jesus uttered that prayer, which I've just repeated, this was the perfect prayer, the most powerful one of all. And it's been said that the whole of reality began to reorganize itself around that prayer of perfect obedience to the Father and of perfect trust in his providential will to do whatever he wills. The deep distortion running through creation of rebellion had now been put right by the second Adam, this human being who had recapitulated the human story in the most perfect and appropriate way. And now he concludes that life with this prayer of total trust in the Father, a desire to avoid human suffering. Unlike Socrates, he did not meet his end with stoic indifference, but with tearfulness and fears, but a willingness to be available to the Father's will no matter what. And so the division, suspicion inherent in the human condition begins to be healed and put right at this moment. But the cup that Jesus must drink is not just a cup of accepting his own death and suffering. It is a much more potent cocktail than that. For Jesus is representative man, one who sums up the whole of the human race. And as he drains this cup to the dregs, he is drinking into himself also human rebellion against God, human hatreds and resentment, and really for each one of us, our own regrets and rebellions and turnings against God. He, in a sense, became radioactive with the dark materials of the human race at this point. So his sufferings on the cross are not just the physical sufferings in being tortured to death by judicial execution, not just the end of that intimate sense of contact which he had enjoyed with his loving Heavenly Father through his life, and the sense of forsakenness and abandonment that went with that, but also the fact that he was now alive with the burden of human sinfulness and rebellion and suffering. I wonder if you've ever seen the film The Green Mile, about a group of convicts being held on death row in an American prison, and those who are their guards. And it's about John Coffey, a black convict who's been wrongly accused of murder and put on death row, who has an amazing gift and ability to kind of suck into himself the sufferings, the illnesses, the afflictions of human beings, to contain within himself briefly, then to breathe them out as a kind of black cloud so that they can be healed of it all. It's a kind of microcosm of what Jesus does in draining the cup of suffering to the dregs. And this is an act of cleansing closely paralleled with what we just heard about in the washing of the disciples' feet, this very intimate act of cleansing people's lateral extremities, an act reserved for servants in wealthy households, because of course people travelled dusty roads, not metal roads, and wore just sandals. And this cleansing of the body is now paralleled by this cleansing of human beings in the fullest and most complete sense. One of my former church wardens, a woman greatly given to reorganising a house, we'd always used to smile when she told us that she was carrying out her third spring cleaning that year, a woman who longed to be a clutter consultant to her friends and reorganise their houses, used to say that the thing about housework is just moving dirt from one place to another. And I think there's a great truth in that. And that, in a sense, is what Jesus did in the ultimate sense. He took out the dirt of the human race and he took it with him after his death down into Sheol, into Hades, into what would become hell, since now it was possible to say a definitive no to God. And he unloaded that terrible burden there to leave it there for good and all. That's partly what the harrowing of hell is all about. And in this, he has set us free most completely and ultimately. So tonight, as I sit before the altar of reposition, I'll be quietly giving thanks that he can take my darkness and, having contained it, can carry it down into the nether regions and leave it there definitively. Spoken in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.